Michael Genovese.
17 past 7. It's the state of where we're at, Nick, and I know you don't like it, but it's where humans are as a race, as a species.
And it worries me, Jenna.
Evolution.
It worries me.
We've gone from screen time, do we need green time? According to researchers, it can help boost curiosity, and parents are being encouraged to give their children some regular green time in natural environments to help offset potential behavioural problems associated with screen time.
And Dr. Kelsey Prabowa-Sear is from the Nature Play WA CEO. So, Dr. Kelsey, thanks for your time on 6BR. Is it true? Do we need to actually coin this thing as green time to be getting kids outside more?
Oh, thanks for having me. I don't think it matters what we call it. We just need to remind ourselves as adults and also our kids that sometimes we've got to put those screens down. And when we do go outside, we feel better. And so whether we have a catchy name for it or not, I think it's really more for adults to try and remember that we need to do it.
Zeno on the text line says, hey, Mick and Jenna, my green time to screen time ratio is 20 to 1. My calcium score is 0. If you block in some green time, let us know this morning. What are the benefits of being around nature?
Well, there's so many. And so we all know from, you know, our childhoods, if we had the opportunity to be outside, we know it's fun. We know you get to muck around with your friends, be more creative, use, you know, physical activity, all those things. Nothing has changed since, you know, we were kids or our grandparents were kids. All the benefits are still there. The things that are different is that the kids aren't really getting the same opportunities that we got to go outside. Mm. And there's lots of reasons for that.
So my mind immediately goes to, okay, well, how can I turbocharge this? How can I get the most out of the limited time my limited green time? So this is going to sound dumb. Bear with me. Don't judge me. Mick's judging me already.
Yeah.
If I went and stood really, really close to a tree, like nose to the tree, would that then give me more quality green time?
Do you know what? It does sound funny. But actually, it's true.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've heard everything.
I know. It depends what you're looking for. You know, if you're looking for the physical activity, then you should probably be moving around that tree, not just staring at it. But there is a lot of research that shows for kids in schools, kids in all kinds of settings, healthcare, hospitals, even being able to see trees and being able to see greenery is better for their mental health and well-being. So being up close to it where you can see it, smell it and feel it is actually better for your body. Your body responds to it. So it does sound a bit, you know, it can sound a bit funny, but we have the research to demonstrate that there are those benefits. And also a lot of Indigenous cultures have known that forever. So it's kind of just going back to what we always knew.
Is it going to become something that's going to become another thing that busy parents have now got to try and schedule into their time and almost guilt them into, here's another thing that I've got to do?
Oh, I'm sorry to say it already is. You know, like I'm a parent of three. I've got three kids. I'm in the thick of it at the moment. And it already is something that we have to think about. The thing is that the hands on screens and those eyes on screens, their kids are so quick with it that you don't have to think about it. You know, you turn your back and they can be on a screen and they go quiet. And so you don't have to think about that. But to get them outside, you actually do have to think about. And as a parent, that's part of your job. You've got to make sure your kids are happy, healthy, well-fed, looked after. And having some time outside is just a part of that. It's just a part of parenting.
What do you think of the long-term negative impacts of screen time? Do we know yet?
We're learning. We're seeing changes in kids' ability to focus. We're seeing delays in development in early years. We're seeing increases in all kinds of difficulties around learning and concentration, and also just ability to control emotions. So there is a lot of, I don't want to say alarming, there's a lot of sort of discouraging data coming through the research at the moment. But the good news is that it's just the old-fashioned play, being outside, mucking around, riding your bike. You know, the antidote isn't that difficult.
No.
And I think to be fair as well, we've got to look at how kids are using screens. So it's not all bad news. You know, I see plenty of kids using their screens to inspire them to make dances, and then they make dances and share those dances. Or like, you know, little fellas watching basketball drills on YouTube and then going and practicing those basketball drills. So it's not all equal. You know, lying there looking at a screen has never been good for us and never will be good for us. But there are opportunities to sort of integrate that. Mm. And that's something we try and do at Nature Play. We use apps to really inspire kids to be outside and engage with nature while they're outside.
Yep. Fantastic. It all makes good sense. Dr. Kelsey, thanks very much.
If you've got
Anytime.
Any, thank you, Doc.
Me.
If you've got any theories on green time versus screen time,